Today, the 27th of January 2016, is the 260th anniversary of the birth of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Probably, along with Bach, my most favourite composer of all time. Classical music, of course. And I have quite a large selection of Mozart's music. Most people, if they've heard Mozart's music, have heard it either through the media, for example, television, movies, film, or if maybe they've delved a little bit into the classical genre, they've come across some of Mozart's music. But in general, probably they've heard his big pieces, his operas or his grand concertos or his piano concertos, all that kind of stuff, which of course is absolutely marvellous, and as I said, which I have got a massive collection of. But what I want to do in memory of Wolfgang today is to play some of his lesser known music, but ultimately beautiful, serene music, just to give a little taste of maybe the quieter side of Mozart when he was in his euphoric state, as it were. And I'm going to play four pieces. I'm going to play his serenade, one of his serenades, his symphony concertante, concerto for flute and harp, which I suspect one person, if not two, listening to this will have a quite favourite. And then you'll hear a little introduction from the other classical composer of his time, of Mozart's time, Salieri. And this is taken from the movie of Mozart. And it's just a wee snippet, but it's how Salieri is talking about how he first heard the music coming from Mozart and how he feels about this, as he calls him, cheeky monkey. And following that little piece, I'll play the actual piece. And that is his serenade in B-flat, which, as Salieri states, sounds like a rhythmic old squeeze box in the background, and it carries, it flows through this beautiful, beautiful serenade. So I'll play that in completion, and the other parts I'll play, or the other tracks I'll play in part. So, good old Mozart. What a wonderful, wonderful composer this guy was. So prolific. And hard to believe, 260 years on, and he's still loved as much, probably more, a damn sight more nowadays. Like most classical composers, what they wrote, what they composed, what they played will never die out. It is eternal, evergreen stuff. Okay, Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Yes. Thank you.
On the page, it looked nothing. The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons, basset horns, like a rusty squeeze box. And then, suddenly, high above it, an oboe. A single note hanging there, unwavering. Until a clarinet took it over. Sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was no composition by a performing monkey. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me that I was hearing a voice of God.